This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said on Sunday he does not expect the United States will return to lockdowns despite the growing risk of COVID-19 infections posed by the Delta variant. Fauci telling ABC he thinks enough Americans are vaccinated to avoid numbers seen last winter, but not enough to crush the outbreak. The surge in Delta variant cases is rattling the globe. Parts of Asia that were previously relatively successful in containing COVID-19, such as the Philippines, Thailand, and Vietnam, are now locking down hotspots. Some are pushing back against new restrictions. Beginning Monday, Army personnel will help police Australia's biggest city, Sydney, checking that people who have tested positive are isolating. In France, where the government is fighting a fourth wave of infections, thousands of people protested for a third weekend in a row against the introduction of a mandatory health pass, proving vaccination that will be required for entry to many public venues. North Korean state media is reporting Kim Yo-jong, the sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, said on Sunday if South Korea carries out a planned joint military exercise with the United States, it will damage the resolve of the two Koreas to rebuild relations. She also says a recent decision to restore hotlines between the two Koreas should not be seen as anything more than reconnecting physical ties, and that it would be, quote, thoughtless to assume that summits are around the corner. Her comments come at a time when North and South Korea are in talks to hold a summit as part of efforts to restore relations. Washington and Seoul are due to hold a joint military drill later in August. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.